USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical Storm Etta has made landfall on the south central coast of Cuba early Sunday. As of 4 a.m. Eastern Time, Etta had maximum sustained winds of 65 miles an hour and is moving at 12 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. By Sunday afternoon, tropical storm conditions are expected to begin in South Florida and is expected to strengthen to near hurricane levels as it reaches the Florida Keys Sunday night. With zero states certifying the 2020 presidential election, mainstream media and Joe Biden have claimed victory. Protests are starting to pop up in capitals across the United States. Protesters in Pennsylvania tell Fox News their beliefs.
I wish they'd do a big investigation, take the time to do it, so everybody knows that it's a legitimate count, because you can't lose faith in our system.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is promising more lawsuits Monday. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, or SpaceX, has successfully completed its second mission on behalf of U.S. Space Force, deploying a Lockheed Martin GPS-3 satellite into orbit Thursday. The satellite was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, by SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. After separating from the rest of the spacecraft, the rocket's first stage landed safely aboard an unmanned drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Just under 90 minutes after liftoff, the rocket deployed its payload, placing the satellite into orbit. Facebook on Friday says it has dismantled 7 separate networks of fake accounts and pages on its platform that were active in Iran, Afghanistan, Egypt, Turkey, Morocco, Myanmar, Georgia, and Ukraine due to coordinated inauthentic behavior. Facebook also noted it had removed nearly 8,000 pages involved in deceptive campaigns around the world in October. NASCAR season finale 500 is today. A winner will be crowned starting at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. With our explanation is USA Radio News CEO Fred Weinberg.
This is Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio Networks. Many people have asked me why we have not called the presidential race for Joe Biden. It's not our job, nor is it the job of any other news media. That is the job of the Electoral College on December the 14th. There will be court battles, press conferences, statements. Our job is to report that to you. Many of our competitors have a very inflated opinion of themselves. We're reporters, not pundits. When the electors decide, we'll tell you. If it goes to court, we'll tell you. If the courts make a decision, we'll tell you. But we won't pull out a Ouija board, close our eyes, and take a guess. Stay tuned.
NASCAR season finale is today in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four racers eyeing the cup is Joey Logano. He tells us he's ready to go.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good start and spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good start and spot and we're able to fight our way and try to get our second championship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.